like, see, when this radio first came out, this was the first radio to be digital, to have a digital readout and stuff. Sony was the first. And this radio was a very expensive radio, though. It was like $600-700 new. Even today, this radio is still in demand for serious shortwave listeners and stuff. And I have one, mint condition, put away with all the books and the stuff that came with it. And it's a beautiful radio. Mine's in mint condition, though, and I tried to keep it that way. But anyway, it's still in demand today. It's still considered top of the heap for collectors and listeners alike. Like I said, it came out in, I think, in 89 or 90, somewhere in there. So, you know, all these years of age, you know, the ribbons inside, you know, they're not as supple or flexible as they, you know, were when they were new. So you have to be, like, really super careful, you know, moving the boards or anything, because you can easily snap connections in them ribbons, and you do that, and, oh, Lord.